My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, it's priceless. And today we need to be more on our game than any other time because of the fact that we have things coming at us now at a much younger age and actually coming at us at a time when most of us are not really ready to start dealing with our health. I mean, because, you know, historically, we've had plenty of time. Today, we don't. So we need to start thinking a little bit differently, you know, trying on a little bit of a healthier lifestyle, making some changes along the way, not that you have to make them all in one day, but progressive healthy changes actually gets the motivation going. And I think for many of us, when we start feeling a little bit better and we see some of these changes, you know, positively making adjustments to our life, then we want to do more. You know, because I think most of us have accepted not feeling great is just a way of life and something that we have to learn to accept, and we should be fighting it every inch of the way. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the up-to-date relevant topics for today's world with the best guest in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the company founders, the educators, the herbalists. I mean, all the best of the best. The people that are out there doing the training, doing the teaching, and doing the informing so that all of us can have a better supply of information so we can make those very wise, healthy decisions that are so important more today than any other time. I also send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day, because to me, it never gets old to send you to some place that I know is going to be life-changing for you. The best of the best every day. The highest quality products, always. The most knowledgeable staff, always the best customer service. And that feel-good, peace-of-mind feeling that this time around, you've got the information and you've got the relationships. And, you know, you have the best of the best stuff to work with. And that's what it's all about today. There is nothing more important than getting your health in order. And there's nothing more important above that than having the information to make those decisions. Guessing and getting misinformation is not going to get it done. That's why I send you to Stay Healthy, because I know a lot of people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And they're also tired of getting bad information and jumping to something they just read on the internet and thinking it's the tell-all only way of doing something, and it ends up being just another unsuccessful journey. We don't want that. I want people to be healthy. I want you to get the best products. I want you to make the best changes. And that's the thing that we're trying to do. And that's why I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. Find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And of course, take the time to visit them and like them on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from New Chapter. We're going to be talking about fermentation today. You know, what is it? You know, how does it work? What are they doing? Why is it better? You know, we hear in more and more about the, you know, the word fermentation. And we just, I think, just kind of accept that it is doing something to something we're using. But, you know, I think it has different meanings. And we'll talk about those today. My guest today is Karina Toledo. She earned her bachelor's in health innovation and has studied herbalism and holistic medicine for over 20 years. With over 12 years of experiencing the ins and outs, all the wonderful advances with this amazing company, New Chapter, You know, she's been around, she's seen a lot of these new changes, how they're actually changing the face of nutrition in our nutrition industry. And I know that you've been listening to me and so many of the guests over the years with New Chapter, and you know how they have been right at the lead of so many of these healthy changes. She also had 8 years working in health food stores, so that brings information from the trenches, and that's important as well. Karina brings a wealth of knowledge of natural products industry and supplementation, and today I think you're going to really enjoy the information. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Karina, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome to the show. First time around for you.
Yes, I'm excited to do more with you, I hope.
Well, we're glad to have you, and I'm so glad you're here. I have a very long history of working with New Chapter and their great products, and you know, and I think that, you know, they've made such dramatic, you know, industry changes that you know, those kind of hard things to take back once you've made such great changes. If someone was to ask you, you know, right off the onset and get your opinion, like I do with all my guests, what is it about New Chapter that attracted you, but also held you in place with so many other companies that are out there?
You know, I was working in the health food store, and one of the things I would always say to customers is, tell me your results. You know, come back in and share with me your story. And time again, the customers that left with a New Chapter bottle came back in with these incredible testimonials to the efficacy of the products. And eventually it just made me fall in love with everything that they were doing and their commitment to quality. Also, a commitment to science and research. You know, they're not a marketing company, and so they've been talking about fermentation, for example, long before it was hip and trendy. And it's something amazing about every product that they make is really that they're focused on the research and the quality every single time.
You know, I think one thing that I've learned is that, you know, when New Chapter first came about, they started using terms like new food and whole food and food-based supplements and fermentation. And, you know, these words were just a little different, especially for me and for people that have been around as long as we have. You know, 40 years ago when I started in this field, we didn't have terms like that. You know, we had basic supplements, and, you know, the industry has blossomed and changed. And I think we've changed as an industry for many reasons. One, we found ways of making things better and more absorbable. But in a secondary, we are now living in a world where people are digesting less. They have messed up their digestive systems. They don't assimilate like they should. And many times they grab for something that they think might be good for them, and they may end up not getting the benefit because of a poorly digestible system that is not capable of doing its job. It's compromised, if you will. So, you know, when you look at New Chapter, you get to see a line of products that you can pretty well feel comfortable that you're going to get results, because they kind of put them in a form that allows us to digest them more effectively. How would you explain that?
Well, if you look around the world, every culture around the world has some sort of staple fermented food. You know, if it's kimchi or obviously kombucha, a lot of people are drinking kombucha these days. There's idli, which is a rice product eaten throughout India. You know, in this country, basically we get sauerkraut with hot dogs. It's as close as it gets to having a staple cultural fermented food. And yet, as you pointed out, you know, 74% of Americans have digestive issues in this country. And so when you look back to what these cultures are doing differently, they are eating daily amounts of fermented foods. And New Chapter has long been committed to a lot of these Asian diet foods that are showing incredible health benefits. So a big part of that is eating staple fermented foods. Obviously, we do a lot with ginger and turmeric and a lot of these anti-inflammatory herbs as well. But fermented foods are something that we all need on a daily basis, and very few of us are getting enough of them. And so part of formulating our multis was creating something that was going to really adjunct someone's diet. And so fermenting these vitamins and minerals with superfoods like organic alfalfa and carrots and orange peel, it allows them to be delivered into the system in a more easy-to-digest way, because bacteria do just that. They pre-digest our food. And so that final product is something that has a significantly greater, as you pointed out, bioavailability. But we also know fermented foods have higher antioxidant content versus their unfermented counterparts, and higher nutrient density, which means you're actually getting more nutrients per serving than you would even of a raw food of that same weight.
You know, today a lot of people, they have identified with yogurt as their main kind of fermented food. But the way that we are presented yogurt today, we're presented yogurt more as a dessert and more as a creamy, sugary kind of snack. And, you know, they're doing everything they can to yogurt to get people to eat it. And, you know, by the time we get those sugary yogurts with the sprinkles and all the little flavors and all that kind of stuff, we're not getting much of the actual fermentation. I try to get people to eat plain yogurt, you know, and I know they're going to have to do something to it because their palates, for most people, you know, they don't identify with plain yogurt. But I say if you at least are doing the adding, at least you know what you're getting, you know. So if you're using plain yogurt and you add your maybe chia seeds for some omega-3 fiber and you throw some fruit in there as well, at least you know what you're getting and you haven't added a bunch of extra sugars and things that are just going to work against you and not let you have any positive effects. And the thing about it is that's just one small way we can actually build up our good intestinal flora. You know, I would love for people to eat more foods that are fermented, but, you know, in other parts of the world, it's just so cultural, and here it's just so not.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about this. What do you feel about the digestive systems of today? Because it's important to tie into what we're doing today. I have seen them do nothing but go to the negative over the last 10 to 15 years. And we also have a lot of people that are shutting down their digestive tracts using omeprazole and using things that are acid suppressive, you know, proton pump inhibitors, because they're annoyed by the symptoms of their own body not working correctly. But I think that also impairs, you know, some of the absorption capabilities of your vitamins, and people don't want to do the trade-off. They don't want to trade off the feeling better, even though it may be just covering up the problem, to the chance of it coming back again and then being able to maybe partly digest your food. It's a conundrum.
Mm-hmm. So our microbiome is made up of, you know, 10 to 100 trillion cells, mm-hmm. and you'll hear more from us about this with some exciting new stuff we've got coming out. But the research happening around the gut bacteria is so important, because we're learning, you know, as you pointed out, it's connected to all these other diseases in the body. And so we have seen dramatic declines over generations of the lack of our bacteria to digest foods, and a big part of that is just declining amounts of healthy colonization of these bacteria in our guts. Gosh, I'm trying to think of what the number was, but in ancient times, I know we had about, you know, 10 to 20 times more bacterial cells than total human cells in our entire body, and I think that number is nearly half of what it was. And it's because you look at the things that we do on a daily basis that destroy our gut bacteria. Well, coffee, alcohol, sugars, all these feed these bad bacteria and create an imbalance. Of course, even just chlorine and contaminants in our drinking water, a 10-minute shower is enough chlorine to have drank a gallon of tap water. Not to mention genetically modified foods, all of these are disrupting the health of our gut. And so, yeah, as you pointed out, as time goes on and we have less and less gut bacteria, we're not replenishing them, then we're just going to get sicker and sicker and sicker, and that is leading to our inability to digest even the most nutritious supplements that are available to us.
You know, someone just chimed in and they said that since they started using products from New Chapter, because they've been listening to me for so long, they said, "Jeff, I've been listening to you and Mark and Shauna and all these people and Paul over the years, and I finally convinced me to give it a try, and I got all of my products from this line because I wanted to work within one line. And I feel so much better. It seems like the things that I was doing over the years were not giving me what I was looking for. And it was a very, very clear picture when I started the New Chapter products, because I all of a sudden started feeling different almost the second or third day." Now, you hear that a lot, you know, because everybody's different. Everybody's going to react differently. It's listening to your body and finding products that, if you're going to take the time and spend the money and drive to the store and get the product, that you need to choose wisely. So asking questions about you, because what may work for your neighbor and your friend or your spouse may not work for you. Everybody's different.
Exactly. And New Chapter is really trying to create formulas that can have a greater effect on more people. And part of that is pre-digesting the formulas, that regardless of how healthy your digestive tract is, they're going to get into the cell where the body needs them. You know, our different herbs that we make, high concentrations and purity, testing to ensure that these products are pure, but also what they say they are in terms of potency, is, again, it's going to reach more people every time. And that's, again, why I ended up literally just begging New Chapter for a job, because my entire cabinet was full of their products. It was all I wanted to take. It was all I wanted to recommend. I love hearing those stories, because that's how I ended up here as well.
Why do you think that the companies that have put out these amazing products today are not just kind of sitting back and kind of enjoying all the wonderful things they've done, and really because they could, but it seems that so many of them just go right back to the drawing board again, even though they've achieved these great levels of success and these great breakthroughs and releases of products? You would think that they just want to sit back a little bit and enjoy, but this company just keeps going. They just keep going back to the drawing board. They're like, okay, we got this down, now what? And I've seen it time and time again over the years.
Yeah, and the name New Chapter was born out of the commitment to innovation, and that we're never just going to sit on our laurels and rest on the products that we've made, as amazing as they are. We're going to continue to push and drive innovation. And it's important to reach the Western medical community, who's also driving innovation on a daily basis, and to make sure that we're also staying up to date as the human body changes, mm-hmm. because our needs are changing. As you pointed out, you know, we're sicker. It's more timely than ever that we start taking care of ourselves, because the amount of environmental toxins is increasing every single day. And sadly, as industry gets more industrious, a lot of those toxins are getting more dangerous. You know, there's more genetically modified foods on the market today than ever. There's more pesticides and insecticides. And so we also need to continue to reach out to Mother Nature for these tools that we have to create new innovations that help to address what our bodies are dealing with these days.
You know, I think that the one thing that I have learned about taking supplements that work for us is the hard thing is listening to our body and realizing that each of us are this individual entity. And, you know, we may listen to our friends that are using something and they may get great results within a day. And, you know, you have somebody else that you may have an identical twin and they started using the products at the same time, and it may be a week for them. And here you are a month into it. Somehow we have to keep reminding ourselves that our vices and our stress levels and our diet and our sleep and our activity and our stress and the negativity in our life and all these different things, these are all factors that make each of us so individual that we're going to react differently. You know, you can't base your beginning on someone else's middle.
Exactly. And also, when you do look at Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, everybody's physiology is completely different. And what works for one person in the heat of the summer is going to be different than maybe what works for them in the middle of winter when the weather has changed. So it is so important, as you said, just to really look at your system as an independent body. You can't go to the internet and, you know, Google search what's going to work for you and know that that's going to heal. You have to really tune into yourself, and that's the biggest challenge for most people, I think, getting on a health regimen, is recognizing that they may know their bodies better than anyone else, including their doctor.
Now, how do you feel about the idea of using products from New Chapter, fermented products, for people that are younger who are maybe still, you know, doing things, you know, their bodies are still really working for them? They haven't screwed it up yet, if you will.
Yeah, I think it's such an important tool. And again, going back to just ancient traditions, you know, babies are eating, you know, a little bit of kimchi with their eggs in the morning. Every culture around the world is, you know, ingesting these foods because it's creating a healthy microbiome. In fact, a lot of the research now is saying that your microbiome is almost completely intact by the age of 3, meaning that by 3, all of your gut bacteria is kind of colonized, and then we spend the rest of our lives trying to make up for that good or bad behavior that happened. And most of us inherit, or I should say we're learning that we all inherit, our microbiome, our gut bacteria, from our families, and that many genetic diseases basically are coming down the pipeline from our parents because of their microbiome. So if we can start young and just, you don't have to sit down and eat a whole bowl of a fermented food, but a little bit every single day is really helping to create a healthy environment, because, what is it, 70% of your immune system is in your gut bacteria. You know, 90%, I think is the most recent number, 90% of serotonin is produced by gut bacteria. We have an excessive prevalence not just of digestive disorders, but also of mood imbalances. And with all of the hormonal changes and everything that happened to young people, you know, I think it's really important to recognize that we can support our brains and our mental health just by supporting our good gut bacteria. And New Chapter's multis are designed to do that. Most of us aren't accustomed to the taste of fermented foods, and so that's why our multis are kind of a Trojan horse of that fermented food. You know, our one dailies are delivering a daily serving of miso or kimchi or kombucha or natto. Many of these we either don't have access to or we don't have the palate for.
Somebody just chimed in and they said, you know, after I had my gastric bypass surgery, my doctor recommended some of the vitamins that they had at the office, and I had been using New Chapter for a while, and the other ones he gave me just did not seem to work. So I told him I was going back to what I was using before, and almost within a day, I felt completely different again. And I think that was the telltale sign how well I digested them, and I passed them on to other people. That's great, you know, and I think about it all the time. I think to myself, listening to your body is something that a lot of us don't do. We, for whatever reason, we just kind of go through the motions, and, you know, we take our supplements, and but we really don't listen to the body. Is there a better way? Are we ever really just kind of taking a step back and saying, am I getting the most from this? I don't know. I think sometimes we just do it just so we know we're doing something.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, it's like what works great for one person might not work for someone else. So it's hard when you hear these, you know, amazing testimonials from your neighbor who maybe took something and that was great for them. I mean, it could be Centrum, but they had never tried a whole food vitamin and mineral, and so that was the best result that they've received because maybe they're coming from being sicker. You know, and many doctors, you know, and even naturopaths, you know, that are sometimes practicing aren't as aware of what's actually being sold in health food stores and what's available. And so they might not know that full spectrum of products available. But yeah, it is really important, I think, just to take something and trust your body. And even if it's an amazing high quality supplement, it might not be the right one for you at that time.
Another question just came in. It said, if you have, and this goes along the same way, if you already have bad digestion, will these work well for you if your digestive system might be compromised? Even if you're using probiotics and enzymes, sometimes we have a gut that just doesn't work well. Is this line absorbable for people that have a compromised gut? I say yes.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great question. You know, most people that do have a compromised gut, taking massive probiotics, if they don't already have an environment to support that, a lot of those bacteria could actually die off and aren't necessarily colonizing. One of the ways, one of the most important ways that we lay a foundation for healing the gut and allowing bacteria to colonize is by eating fermented foods. And so these multivitamins, New Chapter does a really unique dual fermentation process where they use four different strains of bacteria and ferment the vitamins and minerals with all of these superfoods. And these bacteria are literally able to eat these foods and these vitamins, digest them, and biotransform them into something vastly superior and vastly more absorbable. Just like bacteria change grapes into red wine, or they change cabbage into kimchi. You know, we know that fermented foods are vastly different than their raw counterparts, and in every case, they're more absorbable, more antioxidant value, higher nutrient density, and so that's exactly what the New Chapter vitamins are. If you have a hard time digesting something, especially for me, for years, I would take B vitamins, and I would get nauseous. I would get this vitamin stomach, not to mention this, you know, Gatorade-colored urine that a lot of people get after having B vitamins because it's not absorbing well because most of us don't have healthy digestive systems to get the full nutrient benefit. And most of us don't take it with a quality meal. So New Chapter vitamins can be taken on an empty stomach any time of day because they are food and they're pre-digested by these bacteria. So you'll never get that vitamin sensitivity, that nausea that often happens with vitamins. You should be able to take them effortlessly and get great absorption.
I want everybody to know that we are talking about the line of products from New Chapter. And, of course, all the products from New Chapter are available every single day at Stay Healthy. When you really start approaching this field, you can stand there and see the products. One thing about the New Chapter line is the packaging. When you see the products, you get a pretty good understanding of what the products are about. You can stack the products. You can use more than one product in the line. Some people work their entire nutritional supplementation program all within the line of the products from New Chapter. When you are out talking to people in the field, how how do you see the feedback from New Chapter? I was just at Expo East, so, you know, of course I go by all the booths. I stop by the New Chapter booth, and, you know, you see people that are just, you know, we're searching for things to bring back to the people that we work with. You know, all the store owners are bringing back lines of products that they know that their customers will benefit from. And, you know, the longer you're in the industry, you get more comfortable with bringing in more products from the lines that you know are consistently absorbable and high quality. And our industry has grown so rapidly that we get to be pickier about the lines we work with. I know I get to be picky about the companies I talk to on my show, you know, and I don't say anything bad about anybody else. I just like to talk a lot about the ones that I know do a great job, because there's plenty of good ones out there that, you know, we can provide great quality information, great radio shows, great interviews, and Stay Healthy brings in the best all the time to the store. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, the industry has changed a lot, and there are more and more companies that are available for people to buy into stores. But it's also hard because as the growth of the industry has happened, there's a much greater stress on the supply chain. And so the fact is that there is less availability of really quality raw materials. And I can say that in transparency because I know, because we're doing testing now and we are refusing more product than ever before, because stuff is coming back, sadly, either not exactly what it says it is, so, you know, contaminated or substituted with lesser quality ingredients, even buying organic raw material, and we're finding it come back with pesticide residue because we're living in an environment where we're living downstream, so to speak. So it's a challenge because as the industry has grown, there's a lot of scrutiny from the FDA, and I know there's a lot of concerns from consumers about how do they differentiate quality products, you know, in the aisles. And so, as you said, you know, companies like Stay Healthy really do their due diligence to make sure that they are evaluating all of those brands, and they're only bringing in companies that they can feel good about, because at the end of the day, we need to do a better job in this industry of self-regulating and self-policing. You know, New Chapter tests each and every one of our ingredients every single time for purity, for potency. We test them for, you know, microbial health, et cetera. We test them to make sure that they're actually what they say they are. Oftentimes you might buy an herb like black cohosh and it's got some substitution with a blue cohosh supplement in there. It's very hard to find quality raw supplements, and we have incredible relationships with our raw material suppliers. However, we still do our due diligence to test every single batch every time. And, you know, that will continue. The scrutiny of this industry will only grow, and so it's really important to just ask those questions of your suppliers.
We are doing a show today on New Chapter. We're talking about fermenting, and we're talking about some of the other great things in the line. We'll be right back with Karina Toledo talking New Chapter. Of course, all the products are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. Make sure to see if they have any coupons available on whatever you decide to purchase within the New Chapter line. A quick break, and we'll be right back.
That the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. It's your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy is your oldest independent health food retailer in the Las Vegas area, now in their fourth decade in the Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. Take the time to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Remember, when you go to Stay Healthy, always bring your questions with you. You know, things we talk about here, if you're interested in the lines and the products that I talk about in the show, today we're talking about New Chapter. They can answer any more questions you have within the line. Maybe you want to give that line a try. Maybe you want to just search out a multi and maybe some of the individual nutrients. Maybe look at an omega-3. Maybe look at some of the things and try a whole program within the line. You can do that. You know, so sometimes we have to like hit and miss a little and try some different things along the way, because, you know, like we both have said today, we're all different. We both respond, you know, in different ways. So we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to be as healthy as we can as well. We're talking with Karina Toledo today, representing New Chapter. And we've been talking about health and nutrition and the line. Somebody just asked me, they said that they went over to Asia and they were there for about 6 months and they ate so much fermented food over there. And when they got back home, they realized how vacant their diet was here. So they started incorporating it in, because when they got back, they felt so much different and not good as they did when they were over in Asia. You know, there's so many cultures out there, a lot of European places in the world. People do eat fermented foods, but we don't. It's just crazy how we can be on trend of so many things, but this is one thing that we've just never, ever really latched onto.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, we are excited about probiotics, right, in this country, everything in a pill. Yet you look to these cultures that have these amazing immune systems, that have great gut bacteria, and they're not necessarily doing probiotic capsules, if at all. They're eating daily fermented foods.
Mm-hmm. You know, if we just took the time to give our body what it needs, and we gave it the enzymes and the fermentation and the absorbable supplementation, we would all feel better. Because, you know, every day when you're not around your friends and your family and you're, you know, getting ready for bed and you're looking in the mirror, all of us kind of think the same thing. I got to do something. I just don't feel good anymore. You know, I need to change this. You know, I'm eating terribly. My digestive system's a mess. My skin looks terrible. We have these one-on-one, hopefully motivational conversations with ourselves, but I think the thing is, Karina, more than anything else, is just we're confused, and maybe we've tried to buy into a quick overnight trend or something, and we had such terrible results that now we just don't know where to go. And that's why I try to send them, you know, over to Stay Healthy, so they can talk with people and they're not just going to a store where they're just standing there grabbing something off a shelf that might be in the completely wrong direction of where they're trying to head.
Exactly. And you know, it's such a fine line, because there are so many products available and people are so inundated with information on the internet and in stores, and it really are these individuals working in health food stores that are able to scan and make sure that those products that they have available to them are the ones that have consistently delivered results. So it's always a better option to go into a store and actually talk with a knowledgeable staff person versus going on the internet and trying to see what's out there, because there's a lot of companies, as we call them, me too vendors, that, you know, if fermentation is hot, they're going to make some new fermented food. If black seed's hot, that's what they're making. And you don't know those companies from the good quality ones until you go into the health food store, like Stay Healthy.
Let me ask you a question. Do you travel around and lecture at all?
I do, yes.
Well, let me ask you, do you see the same things going on in different parts of the country? Is everybody having the same problems, health problems, or is it different depending on the part of the country that you're in? Because I'm traveling a lot now, and I'm seeing the same problems, just, you know, just in different areas. Everybody's trying to feel better, you know, but I see the same situations, the same thing, digestion and pain and inflammation and lack of sleep and lack of energy. I see the same things everywhere I go. What about you?
Yeah, I am too, and it's shocking. I feel like the issues are actually getting more and more complex and mm-hmm. more difficult, and, you know, even people that have maybe consistently led what they considered healthy lives are now up against some really unique health challenges. And I think it's important to recognize that our environment is playing such a significant role in that, and environmental pollutants and chemicals and our, you know, quality of air are dramatically affecting our body's ability to even metabolize these toxins. You know, the amount of chemicals in our environment now, our bodies were not designed to be able to combat those. And so we have reached a point of, they call it body burden, right, where your body has just said, I've had enough. I can't do it anymore. And so, yes, so many people across the country are dealing with unique new health challenges. You know, a lot of this, like type 2 diabetes and the rise of metabolic syndrome, for example, it's not necessarily bad lifestyle choices. A lot of it is environmental toxins inhibiting our body's ability to metabolize sugar properly. So it's happening all across the country.
Yeah, someone just chimed in. She says, I've been a consumer of New Chapter for a long time. I used to not only feel badly, but I push myself and I travel a lot, and I always had no energy and my digestive system was shot. And I changed my diet and adopted this line, you know, for people out there having a hard time, you may think about this line. It does make a difference on the supplements you use. Thank you for that.
I love hearing those stories. And, you know, something too, just talking about the differentiation with, say, taking a New Chapter vitamin, you know, eating cultured foods versus, you know, probiotics by themselves, is that there's a lot of science now that the byproducts of the fermentation itself is perhaps as, if not more, valuable than the live bacteria, because anytime you ferment foods, you create all of these new compounds like beta-glucans and these unique compounds called bacteriocins, which are actually natural antibiotics that fight pathogenic yeast and bacteria. So, you know, live bacteria has a great benefit, taking a live probiotic, but taking a New Chapter vitamin, eating fermented foods, have these other really unique benefits that, again, help rebuild the gut but offer really cool immune supporting benefits as well.
Here's another question. It says, please ask your guest. She had mentioned something about taking these on an empty stomach. I have tried them before, but I've also learned my lesson about trying to take them in the morning with coffee and no food. That didn't work so well, but no vitamins seem to work good with coffee. But I have taken them in the afternoon, and I find it to be very convenient because many times I have a tendency to skip a meal, but I didn't have to skip my supplements.
Yeah, you know, regardless of how strong, you know, your digestive system is, you know, taking a vitamin first thing in the morning, especially after having had, you know, been fasting for mm-hmm. 8 hours, you know, minimum if you're sleeping, ideally 8 hours sleep. And then with coffee, it's creating a little bit of an acidic environment. So Sure. Everybody's different. You know, personally, I actually can take my multi first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, but a lot of people that are more sensitive maybe wait until a little bit later in the day. I actually have some colleagues that chew into our vitamins as well, because keeping in mind that digestive enzymes that are required to break down anything, they start in the mouth, in that, you know, in the salivary gland. So I'm not necessarily advocating chewing our vitamins, but again, just realizing that, you know, your physiology is going to be different throughout the day too, and so it might make more sense to take a vitamin. Not necessarily, you don't have to take New Chapter with your meal, but maybe taking it a little bit later in the day as that guest has realized it works for them.
So this question just came in also. It says, if you're taking numerous products from New Chapter, does your guest recommend splitting them up throughout the day? Because I take four or five different things from New Chapter. I end up throwing them in all at the same time. But if there's a better way to take them, could you ask while she's on the air with you today?
Yeah, when you do look at protocols, especially from herbalist standpoint, if you're taking something for the same condition, it's beneficial to take them all at the same time. You know, there's a synergy where they start communicating with each other. And that same synergy we see with a lot of New Chapter products. So it kind of depends on what you're taking. Personally, I like to spread out some of our multis. I prefer the 2 and the 3-a-day formulas because they have much higher amounts of these beta-glucans. And so in that case, I actually take them, you know, multiple times throughout the day. The same thing with the calcium. And then the herbal formulas I tend to take, you know, like my calcium, I should say, I tend to take at night. And then the herbal formulas I try to take all together depending on what the health issue is. That said, there's plenty of days where I literally just take a whole handful of pills, you know, and swallow them all down the hatch at once just because of convenience and time. So there's definitely likely an enhanced absorption if you can spread them out a little bit, but you're still going to be getting great benefits even if you take them all together all at once. Again, it's going to be kind of dependent on your individual protocol, but oftentimes taking these supplements together enhances the activity of each of them. So don't worry too much if you have to do them all at once.
Okay. What is your cutoff for children and your multiple vitamins? What age do you recommend that your multiple vitamins will work for kids? I mean, kids are bigger today than they ever were, but I'm curious.
No, generally with the safety standards, they say about 12 and up. But yeah, as you mentioned with the size, a lot of it has to do with weight. So, you know, most of our daily dosages are made for about a 100-pound person. You know, obviously we've got full adults that are less than that, and definitely kids are much less. Most of our formulas do, though, talk about that age, you know, 12 or 13 and above, and a lot of that has to do with just hormonal changes, you know, safety regulations regarding that. But again, our formulas are food. And so our vitamins and minerals, you know, in most cases can be safely administered. It's just a matter of if they're able to swallow those tablets is a big challenge. But any of our herbal powders, our new fermented herbal powders, like the fermented turmeric, that is a daily herbal food, or the aloe, or even the black seed can be great tools, you know, again, for kids that aren't able to swallow pills. So hopefully, keep an eye on us. Hopefully we'll have more kids' products available soon, because we do get a lot of demands for that. I personally have 2 kids, and I'd love to find them a really high-quality supplement to take. But as of now, I just basically make them smoothies, and every once in a while I'll throw a little bit of our turmeric powder in there, the fermented turmeric or the fermented aloe, to get them a little extra nutrition.
Okay. Another question just came in. It says that I've been using products that my doctor has been recommending for a while that he sells through his office. I have never, ever felt anything with them. I've been doing it for a couple of years, and I've decided I was going to shake it up a little bit. My digestive system does not work really, really well. My diet has been dramatically changed to the better. I've been listening to you for a while, Jeff, and although I listen every day, I still have not gone in. So I think I'm going to go in to stay healthy. I'm out of everything that I'm getting from him. I'm going to try something different. Any suggestions for somebody that's 45, just starting under a lot of stress, that needs some energy?
Yeah, so I'm not familiar with the full spectrum of what's available in the New Chapter line at Stay Healthy, but I'm guessing they have our top-selling men's multivitamins in the 40-plus variety. Mm-hmm. You know, as a new regimen, you might just try the one a day. The men's 40-plus one daily is going to give you that daily serving of your RDA, of vitamins and minerals, but also deliver it in a powerful fermented form, so you're getting these unique beta-glucans we talked about and, you know, the side benefits of fermentation. If you just do that one a day, that'll enable you to add something else to that protocol. I always love to take, you know, a staple-based multivitamin, but also add in some sort of an herbal formula. So depending on, you know, your how you feel from stress. You might choose between, say, the holy basil or the rhodiola. A lot of times when people feel stressed, they end up feeling exhausted and run down. But stress also affects some people differently. They might feel anxious and more nervous. So people that tend towards anxiety responses from stress would probably benefit more from the holy basil. But if you tend to feel more run down and you want that little bit of extra energy, the rhodiola is a great go-to. If you are interested in taking maybe more like 3 pills a day for a multi, we make an excellent perfect energy multi that combines some of the benefits of the men's multi with the rhodiola and some other herbs in there. Also, if you happen to have any pain and inflammation, there's also great go-tos like Zyphomend, which target pain and inflammation, but also actually drive energy production at a cellular level. So there's so much to choose from. I think probably sharing your experiences and your needs directly with that staff at Stay Healthy, they can really match you up with a protocol that's going to be work well for you.
You know, I think one thing that I have learned over the years is that sometimes we just get to the point where we need to ask questions, you know, because sometimes we think we can do it on our own and sometimes we're good. But, you know, we go to, you know, specialists and professionals in every other part of our life, whether it's mechanics or accountants, or, you know, you're going somewhere for somebody that's helping you with all of your social media and your phones, and we ask all these questions, yet we'll go grab something off a shelf and take it and not even know anything about it or ask any questions, you know, and think that we got this. But I don't think we got this. I think we're making mistakes. I think we're missing the boat. And I think that you have the built-in amount of knowledge that's available. We should take it and we should enjoy it. And we should embrace great knowledge, because then you can make up your own mind. But the wonderful thing is, you know, that you get your questions answered. You may just find out that you have been heading in the wrong direction, or maybe you're not so far off. Maybe you're close with just a little tweaking. You might be right in line. And I don't know. I've always thought that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're not set up in this country where we have a system of medical care where people can go to a naturopath, you know, covered under insurance, and get those questions answered and have that time one-on-one that's, you know, reasonable cost for them. And it's amazing how knowledgeable the people in health food stores are, that you have these NDs, these nutritionists, these herbalists literally working right in a health food store, and you're able to connect with them and share incredible stories, you know, of what you're going through, and they can pull from that pool of knowledge that they have. I mean, it's such an incredible resource that really needs to be utilized. And, yeah, we can't expect to know it all ourselves. We know what our bodies feel like when we're doing something good or when we're doing something bad, but a lot of times knowing what's available, we need that help. We need that support.
Maybe a little bit of a hint of what's coming, because I know I'll be doing a show coming up with Mark. Maybe a little bit of a hint.
Yes. Well, you know, we've talked a lot about fermented foods and the value of eating fermented foods, because it helps really lay the foundation, especially from a young age, of creating a healthy gut microbiome. But the fact is that, you know, when you look at antibiotic use in this country, it's massive. You know, most people have some sort of antibiotics at some point in their young life, disrupting the entire health of the microbiome. You know, more than 90% of diseases are being tracked back to the health of the gut. The fact is that some people do need a little bit more. We've had a product in the works for many, many years. We used to make a probiotic years ago, and at the end of the day, when we started testing, we weren't as happy with the cell count at expiration as we wanted to be, and so we went back to the drawing board of how to create a formula that would really deliver that powerful, action-packed punch for digestion, and so you will be seeing a little bit more coming from us in that category. But, yeah, we're launching with a brand-new probiotic, and Mark will be able to tell you a little bit more about that going forward, but it's hopefully the first of many in the line. And again, clinically researched is what is most important to us, and also ensuring that it's working for people. So, you know, fermentation and fermented herbs and fermented multis helps lay the foundation in the gut, but some people need a little bit more.
Will it be refrigerated or shelf stable? Do you know?
It will be shelf stable.
Nice.
Which is really important, because most of us are living busy lifestyles. You know, we're traveling. I'm not able to travel with a cooler every time I go somewhere. You know, and so there's a really unique processing of those bacteria to protect them and ensure that they're going to be live through expiration, even in that off-shell or off-refrigeration packaging. So It's an exciting innovation, as always. New chapters continue to push the bar, not willing to just say this is as good as it gets. How can we make a formula that's better, that's greater for fighting dis-ease in the body and really helping to heal that gut dysbiosis? Because, again, the gut is the root of all health. You know, if you look at every major Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, they all come back to the health of the gut and digestion. And it's incredibly impaired these days. So we need all the help we can get.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here today. It was a pleasure to have you on the show and look forward to chatting with you again. And thank you for taking the time out of your day.
Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for doing this. Your community is really lucky to have you. I appreciate you taking the time with me today. So have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. We'll talk to you soon, Karina.
Thank you.
My guest today, Karina Toledo, here representing a New Chapter. That was her first interview here on the show. So I've talked to so many people over the years with New Chapter, so I get another educator that I get to speak with, so that's great. Remember to check out the full line of New Chapter products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, making it easy and allowing us and affording us the chance to be able to make some great changes as we get better and better and closer to, you know, our original blueprinting of feeling good again. We want to feel great. We all want to feel like we did when we were younger. And, you know, we may not admit it every single day, but, you know, some of us just kind of go through the day thinking that that's the way we're supposed to feel. We need to fight it. Go to Stay Healthy. Let them help you answer your questions and, you know, and show you the best of the best in every single category at the store. Did you know they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? They really do take the time to do it right. They take the time to spend time with you and make sure that they're listening and answering your questions so you're picking and choosing the right quality products. Because they carry all the best, you can't really make a mistake, but you can fine-tune and get a little bit more aimed in the right direction, and that is truly so important today. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And of course, giving them a thumbs up and liking them on Facebook, their daily posts are great. And they'll make sure that you stay informed. Remember, this month, it's the backpack full of vitamins from Megafood that's available as far as the in-store drawing of the month. Just go by the store and say, I want to enter and win every time you come in. And Marge will be doing that drawing at the end of the month for the Megafood $250 value backpack full of all kinds of great stuff. So she does one of those every month. This month, it just happens to be Megafood. Take the time to put yourself into a priority position where you actually start thinking about your health and you start questioning the things we're doing every day and you start asking questions so that you can feel better. I mean, because I say all the time, if we felt better, we'd be able to do so much more and enjoy our life that much more. Remember to tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. If you're trying to work it around your schedule and your schedule doesn't allow you to listen live, it's okay. Great technology today, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, and my awesome producer. All of my shows are recorded, they're podcast, and they're archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you and your schedule. Remember, stay healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. And remember, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out the whole line of products from New Chapter and ask if they have any coupons available that you can use above and beyond the sale price, which is pretty cool. So give it a shot. I think today we just need to listen a little bit more. Take a little bit more time to listen to the information coming our way and listen to our bodies just a little bit more. Karina talked about, you know, we're all different, and I feel the same way. You know, you have to try different things, but don't do it blindly. Do it with great support. And that's the reason I send you to Stay Healthy every single day, because I know we all need help, we all need support, and we all need guidance. So check out the great products from New Chapter at Stay Healthy. Have a great day, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Be well, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guests in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.